Chapter 13. With the curtain parted, Violet and Klaus looked out of the window and gasped at what they saw. In front of them was Count Olaf's long, black automobile, winding its crooked way up the road toward the peaks of the Mortmain Mountains, with the Freak's caravan tied to the bumper. They could not see their baby sister, who was trapped in the front seat with Olaf and his villainous girlfriend, but they could imagine how frightened and desperate she was. But the older Baudelaires also saw something that made them frightened and desperate, and it was something they had never thought to imagine. Hugo was leaning out of the back window of the automobile, his hump hidden in the oversized coat Esme Squalor had given him as a present, and he was holding tight to Colette's ankles. The contortionist had twisted her body around to the back of the car so that her head was lying on the middle of the trunk, between two of the bullet holes that had provided air for the Baudelaires on their way to Caligari Carnival. Like her co-worker, Colette was also holding tight to someone's ankles, the ambidextrous ankles of Kevin, so that all three of Madame Lulu's former employees were in a sort of human chain. At the end of the chain were Kevin's hands, which were gripping a long, rusty knife. Kevin looked up at Violet and Klaus, gave them a triumphant grin, and brought the knife down as hard as he could on the knot Violet had tied. The devil's tongue is a very strong knot, and normally it would take a while for a knife to saw through it, even if it was very sharp, but the equal strength in Kevin's two arms meant that the knife moved with a freakish power instead of normally, and in an instant the knot was split in two.
"No!"
Violet yelled.
"Sonny!"
Klaus screamed. With the caravan unhitched, the two vehicles began going in opposite directions. Count Olaf's car continued to wind its way up the mountain, but without anything pulling it, the caravan began to roll back down, the way a grapefruit will roll down a flight of stairs if you let it go, and there was no way for Violet or Klaus to steer or stop the caravan from the inside. The Baudelaires screamed again, all three of them, Violet and Klaus alone in the rattling caravan, and Sunny in the car full of villains, as the two vehicles slipped farther and farther away from each other. But even though Count Olaf was getting closer and closer to what he wanted, and the older Baudelaires were getting farther and farther away, it seemed to the children that all three siblings were ending up at the same place. Even as Count Olaf's automobile slipped out of view and the caravan began to slip on the bumpy road, it seemed to the Baudelaire orphans that they were all slipping into the belly of the beast. And that time, I'm sorry to say, counted very, very much.
To my kind editor, I hope you can read this. The weather here is so freezing that the ink in my typewriter ribbon occasionally... Here in the Valley of Four, the IC has... And the results are simply... As my enemies draw closer, it is simply not safe to place the entire manuscript of the Baudelaire entitled The Slippery Slope in your... Instead, I am taking each of the 13 chapters different places. The world is... She will give you a key which... The first chapter, as well as a rare photograph of a swarm of... to help Mr. Hellquist with his illustrations. Under no circumstances should you... Triss. Remember, last hope that the tales of the... to the general... it all do protect. Let me stick it.
Mr. Sun.
Thank you.